Chapter 3. In like manner, the wives, be ye subject to your own husbands, that even, if certain are disobedient to the word, through the conversation of the wives, without the word, they may be won, having beheld your pure behavior in fear. Whose adorning, let it not be that, which is outward, of plaiting of hair, and of putting around of things of gold, or of putting on of garments. But, the hidden man of the heart, in the incorruptible thing of the meek and quiet spirit, which is, before God, of great price. For thus, once also the holy women, who did hope on God, were adorning themselves, being subject to their own husbands. As Sarah was obedient to Abraham, calling him Sir, of whom ye did become daughters, doing good, and not fearing any terror. The husbands, in like manner, dwelling with them, according to knowledge, as to a weaker vessel, to the wife, imparting honor, as also being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. And finally, being all of one mind, having fellow feeling, loving as brethren, compassionate, courteous. Not giving back evil for evil, or railing for railing, and on the contrary, blessing, having known that to this ye were called, that a blessing ye may inherit. For he, who is willing to love life, and to see good days, let him guard his tongue from evil, and his lips, not to speak guile. Let him turn aside from evil, and do good, let him seek peace, and pursue it. Because the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears, to their supplication, and the face of the Lord is upon those doing evil. And who is he, who will be doing you evil, if of him, who is good ye may become imitators? But if ye also should suffer, because of righteousness, happy are ye. And of their fear be not afraid, nor be troubled. And the Lord God sanctify in your hearts. And be ready always for defense to everyone, who is asking of you an account concerning the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear. Having a good conscience, that in that, in which they speak against you as evildoers, they may be ashamed, who are traducing your good behavior in Christ. For it is better doing good, if the will of God will it, to suffer, than doing evil. Because also Christ, once for sin did suffer, righteous for unrighteous, that he might lead us to God, having been put to death indeed, in the flesh, and having been made alive in the spirit. In which also to the spirits in prison having gone he did preach. Who sometime disbelieved, when once the long-suffering of God did wait, in days of Noah, an ark being preparing, in which few, that is, eight souls, were saved through water. Also to which an antitype doth now save us, baptism, not a putting away of the filth of flesh, but the question of a good conscience in regard to God, through the rising again of Jesus Christ. Who is at the right hand of God, having gone on to heaven, messengers, and authorities, and powers, having been subjected to him.